No, really, what the fuck do you eat, like, normally? I've covered what the rules are for my diet. I bragged about how I got a fancy-ass chef to cook for my birthday. I've confessed my rare inappropriates, where I go pig nutty and gorge on bacon, donuts, corned beef, ice cream, pizza, and other shit. But what do I eat day to day? A healthy diet is all in the day to day. Outliers in either direction don't matter. Some asshole journalists seem to think that I was able to lose weight because I've got enough money. My weight loss, they presume, is too expensive for a regular Joe. Well, if that regular Joe is Joe Swam, it ain't true. Where I lost just over 100 pounds, Joe lost 150 pounds, and he has some sort of civilian job at a supermarket or something. He started out as a fan and became a friend. Joe says, there's no I in team and no eat in entertainment. Joe is a happy cronut who seems to get more entertainment from plants than he claims to. If you've got enough money to get fat, you've got enough money to get thin. I need some doctor visits. Because of the speed I was losing weight, my doctor had to really watch my blood pressure. I bought a Withings Wi-Fi scale and a BP cuff, but those were a couple $100, which is a bit of jingle, but I didn't absolutely need them. I don't have a private chef. If anything, my food got cheaper by a lot because I used to eat every day at a restaurant, and now it's about once a month. Food at home is cheaper. I save more money than others will because I spent more. I think most any American eating a sad would save some money eating the way I do. And I'm not figuring in how expensive it is to be a fat fuck with doctor's bills and sick days without work. I'm just talking food. All that being said, my wife loves to cook, and she's eating the same food I am, and she loves exploring the Furburger recipes and trying new things. So I do kind of have a private chef, and she's the best. But it's the same as she would do if she were cooking for herself, just more food. My wife goes away for vacations. I don't take them. She leaves me some stews and soups, but I get by on things that even I can prepare. I can eat this diet pretty cheaply by myself. I've been pretty good about not quoting Bob Dylan too much in this book, but Bob sang, I can live on rice and beans. Cray-Ray isn't crazy about rice in the diet, but I like it. A meal for me when my family is gone is a big bag or two of triple-washed salad greens, that hippie kale kind, with some apple cider vinegar. How does that jingle compare to a Big Mac? Not too bad. I throw some brown rice in a fancy-ass rice cooker earlier in the day, and it's all ready for my supper. Target, that super rich guy store where you bump into Bill Gates all the time, has low-sodium, simply balanced beans of all kinds in little cardboard boxes that you fold over and rip the top off of. My wife had to teach me, but I'm an idiot. You can figure it out yourself. I put the beans into a colander and rinse them because I don't like that creepy, slimy bean blood all over them. I put a couple of boxes of those beans in a bowl and spoon hot brown rice on top. The beans are $1.50 a box, and rice is cheap, right? I sometimes just let the rice heat up the beans, and sometimes I put them in a microwave for a minute. I then put some Tabasco and some nutritional yeast on top, and that's a meal for me. Salad, beans, and rice. Got to be under $6, right? And about 10 minutes of preparation. Because I do my half fasts all the time, I have that salad, beans, rice meal after at least 16 hours, and usually 18 hours of not eating. For dessert, I always like to have some fruit. I'm too lazy to cut up watermelon, but they sell it already cut up and in plastic. I guess that's a rich guy thing, so cut up your own fucking watermelon. I sometimes eat two big containers of watermelon. I love them. My wife loves to peel oranges and grapefruits, or so she claims. But they sell those already peeled, too. I like my fruit really cold, right out of the fridge and ready to eat. A couple of plastic containers of watermelon, and we're still under $10 in 15 minutes. If I'm still hungry after all the salad, rice, beans, and fruit, I have some raw, unsalted, nothing-added nuts. If I'm feeling fancy, I'll have pistachios. If I'm slumming, I'll have peanuts. Dry roasted. Raw doesn't swing with peanuts. A handful of those bad boys will give you calories to spare. When I was losing weight, I never did fruit or nuts. But for maintenance, they're fine and I love them. After the show, I might have some guacamole or hummus. Sometimes I have hippie peanut butter and then regret it because it's really high fat and high calorie. After the show, I almost always have fruit. Cantaloupe, kiwi, apples, peaches. Not pears, they'll fuck you. Or berries. Ah, berries. Let's talk berries. The best idea I ever had was asking smart girls in my high school class to fuck. Fucking smart girls was the best idea of my life. It gave me hours of entertainment, my wife, my children, and everything I live for. I should have gotten the Nobel Prize for that. My second best idea was hot choco berries. You're going to love me for this. This one is a little expensive, but worth it. I take a big old colander and dump in a lot of berries. I mean a lot. Stupid lot. I use only blueberries and blackberries. I don't fuck with strawberries because you have to cut the green shit out of them. And I don't trust raspberries because they get moldy too fast. Now, blackberries and blueberries are expensive if you buy the bullshit organic asshole foods ones. But Sam's Club has berries too, and they're much cheaper. But they're a fancy private club where you might bump into the Koch brothers. Those little plastic containers hold a pint, and I'll do like 4 pints each of blackberries and blueberries. Sam has bigger containers too. It's a lot of fruit. I put the berries in the colander and rinse them off well, in case they've been near a Chipotle. I then dump them in a big stainless steel bowl. I love big stainless steel bowls for salad and fruit. The berries are cold and a little wet, reflected around the shiny bowl. On this chili deliciousness, I sprinkle, dump, a lot of cayenne pepper. I mean a lot of that dangerous orange-red nature's warning sign goodness. This gives a real pop and keeps wimps out of my fucking berries. You sprinkle on as much cayenne as I do, and no one can fucking eat it. I choke and cough and love it. I shake the bowl around to get the spicy poison well distributed over the berries. When that's done, I take some Furburger plain cocoa. This is real chocolate. No fat, no sugar, just brown and bitter. I put on way too much. I dump it in. This is fancy Furburger cocoa powder, so it's not cheap, but it's certainly not as expensive as one dessert at TGI Fridays. The taste is amazing. It's like a Mexican flourless chocolate cake. It has lots of sweet from the berries, but it's still got that bitter. So bitter. As bitter as a shitty journalist writing about a rich Vegas magician's diet. The cayenne burns the shit out of your mouth, and the cool, gentle berries soothe you. The bitter makes you pucker until the berries lay their sweetness on your tongue. The texture is perfect, decadent and goofy. Eat them with a big soup spoon. Don't even attempt it with your fingers. That cayenne almost burned my jazz bass calluses off my fingers. My habits and microbiome have changed. I don't crave donuts ever anymore, but I crave my hot choco berries all the time. They're so filling. If you chase them with a small handful of peanuts, you won't be hungry for hours, and that sweet hot will make you sweat. Once I dumped handfuls of peanuts right in with the berries, and, well, it was so good. I could go back to 300 pounds again in no time. I'm telling you, this is my second best idea. If I didn't have easy for my wife, this is what I would eat all the time. I might try to throw in some onions, mushrooms, carrots, and beets into my salads, and some onions on the beans. I love onions, but I think I could get by on this. Add an R&A every couple of weeks, and I'd be swinging, healthy and happy, and all things considered, probably cheaper than what you eat now. If you're more ambitious and have more time and money and like a bit more variety, my wife has taken a lot of the Cray-Ray and Furburger ideas and run with them. Here are some of the foods she makes for us all the time. Easy's Not Quite Easy Meals. Phony Island Hot Dog. For the hot dog, 2 cups cooked black beans, 2 avocados, 4 garlic cloves, chopped, 1/3 cup fresh tomatoes, chopped, 1/2 medium green bell pepper, seeded and chopped, 1 jalapeno pepper, diced and seeded, 3 green onions, chopped, 1/3 cup chopped fresh cilantro, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 teaspoon chipotle chili powder, 8 large romaine or Boston lettuce leaves. In a bowl, mash the beans, avocado, and garlic together with a fork until well blended. Add all the ingredients except the lettuce and mix. Use your hands to form a hot dog and roll it into a lettuce leaf. For the sauerkraut, 1 green cabbage shredded, 1 teaspoon caraway seeds, 5 sprigs of fresh dillweed minced, 1.5 cup cider vinegar, 1/4 cup ground mustard, 1/4 cup of apple juice, 1/3 cup of water. Or more if you don't like it so tangy. Put all the ingredients into a medium pot and bring to a boil. Cover, reduce heat, and simmer for 25 to 40 minutes. If it starts to get dry, add some water. Remove from heat and let cool. Add the sauerkraut to the hot dog and garnish with salt-free mustard. Caprese. 3 heirloom tomatoes, 1 red onion, lots of fresh basil, balsamic vinegar, orange rind, Mrs. Dash seasoning. Slice the heirloom tomatoes and onions and alternate them on a plate. Chiffonade the basil and cover the tomatoes and onions with it. Place the balsamic vinegar and orange rind in a medium pot and reduce to a glaze, 15 to 20 minutes. Lightly drizzle glaze over everything on the plate, then sprinkle with Mrs. Dash. Tofuli. 1/2 cup bulgur, 1 cup boiling water, 1/3 cup freshly squeezed lemon juice, 2 cups cooked chickpeas, 1 pound broccoli florets, finely chopped, 4 scallions, thinly sliced, 1 cup finely chopped parsley, 1 half red bell pepper, finely diced, 1 quarter cup nutritional yeast, 6 cloves garlic, minced or pressed, 1 half cup craisins, freshly ground black pepper. Boil the bulgur. In a separate bowl, combine the remaining ingredients and stir well to combine. Add the bulgur and combine thoroughly. Taste and adjust the seasoning by adding more lemon, garlic, or pepper if desired. Cover and let the flavors blend together in the refrigerator for about an hour. Finally, here's what we eat the most. We have this at least once a week, and when we need to drop a few pounds, we have this every day until we're back on track. Corn Tom Stew. 1 can, box, black beans, cannellini beans, or kidney beans, rinsed. 1 can no-salt added crushed tomatoes. 1 can no-salt added tomato sauce. 2 cups butternut squash, cubed to bite size. 8 cups low-sodium veggie broth. 2 cups roasted corn. 1 medium onion, chopped. 3 stalk celery, chopped. 6 cloves garlic, sliced. 2 bay leaves, 1 teaspoon thyme, 1 teaspoon oregano, 1 teaspoon paprika. Lay the corn out on a baking sheet and roast for about 20 to 30 minutes until golden or brown. Sauté the celery, onions, and garlic in some of the veggie broth. Once they're softened, add the rest of the broth, the rinsed beans, butternut squash, tomatoes, tomato sauce, and all the herbs and spices, basically everything else. Let simmer for at least an hour. Thicken with tomato sauce, thin with broth, add hot sauce, and eat all day.